Dot com.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Coming up in this hour of the show, we'll let you know what's shaking, believe it or not, in the world of sports. Because after all, we don't have any NBA, but we do have a World Series. Maybe we're closer to a first-time winner of America's pastime. First time in the entire history of this organization, they may clinch. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, trust me, I'll fill in the blanks. It's a good time to remind you not to forget to play Nail the Score. We do it in our third hour of Friday's show. It's like picking lottery numbers, but you know what? The Powerball, I know, is big bucks this week, but you got to pay to play. For Nail the Score on our show, you don't have to pay. All you have to do is call up once we figure out what the game of the week is. You don't have to know anything about football. It's kind of like my mom when she goes to the track twice a year and picks the gray horse and it wins. Doesn't matter what the odds are. Oh, it's a gray horse. So all you have to do is pick one of the teams and then throw out a numerical guess. Who do you think's going to win? And you might be a big winner here on America Tonight, because we have some interesting things to give away if you should lay the hammer down and get so lucky. Speaking of laying the hammer down, that's what the Prez has been doing. He's definitely running for another term, and we're starting to see what the message will be for this campaign this time around. You know, it's different from the first time, because the first time, the momentum heading into it, you know, hope and change, you can count on the fact that there was a big youth movement behind Barack Obama, who's going to a lot of college campuses. It was exciting for a lot of the college students to hear him speak, because he was a good speaker, let's face it, as he went from spot to spot to spot. And the people around him were very good at campaigning, very good at that, using modern technology to its fullest with the emails and with the Twitters and anything else they could use, Facebook, a lot of the social media and a lot of ways to get to people to tap into that stream. And of course, now everybody is doing the same thing. They're trying to get a better handle on it, come up with new gimmicks, ways to reach people, to get the vote out, to get people to go and vote, because you're going to have some interesting swing states this time around, and you have that all-important category. If you're right and you know it, you're voting Republican, right? If you're left and you don't deny it, you're voting Democrat. But there is a very big middle piece to this that could swing in a couple of different directions. So where I once thought that the president was unbeatable, because after all, you're the incumbent and you definitely have a lot of powerful weapons at your disposal, now because of the sagging economy, because of the people who are disillusioned, that don't care about labels. They don't care about labels. They care that the struggle is, that's what life is, a struggle. And life shouldn't be a struggle. It's about trying to grab the American dream, or at least thinking you have a crack at the American dream. And now, for the first time in my life, I'm seeing it, that people really think they don't have a shot at this. They're really, honestly, not just negative, whining people. They really don't believe it's possible, because it's that opportunity, that chance has slipped away. It's not so easy to try to reach out and grab that anymore. So this is what's going to happen and what is already happening, because we've got primaries and caucuses and whatnot coming up for the Republicans. The president was out in Las Vegas, and he was offering up a new thing to do if you're stuck underwater in a house, meaning the new thing to do is the old thing, but now you have a crack at it, supposedly, refinancing. But will the refinancing plan that the president threw out in Vegas, would it even help fix the housing market? And talking to economists and real estate people, as you know, we just did it a couple of weeks ago here on ATM. We do it constantly. We've delved into this. And we can paint this any way we want to paint it. But the current administration is saying we're going to allow homeowners who are current on their loans to take advantage of these super low mortgage rates, meaning we will allow the people who have little or no equity in their house to secure the lower number. So if you think about it, the president's already home affordable refinance program has only helped 894,000 people since 2009. Now, when this was out there, when this first was thought of, remember, it was peddled as, geez, maybe 5 million people or so could benefit from this. They could benefit from it. But the problem is the bank's liability. The bank wants nothing to do with it. I mean, you have to prove that you're worth, I don't know how much, for them to give you a loan. So now what Obama is saying this time around is they're going to allow more people to jump in on this, and as opposed to limiting it to borrowers whose loans are no more than 25% larger than their home's values, they're also eliminating fees and appraisal requirements, because, you know, that was the whole idea. And they're going to extend it. You know, you had to have all that appraisal stuff. So they're extending it for another 18 months. Now, maybe 1.6 million or so could qualify for this new deal. The problem is, if you're the responsible homeowner, if you're that person, you're taking a knife to the heart. I mean, I hate to say it. You got homeowners who are trying desperately to stay current with their payments by reducing the monthly obligation that they owe, right? By just a couple of $100. So they expect that borrowers will save about $2,500 a year on average, but you still have the problem of the housing market's problems. 3.5 million of us, or homeowners, are either in foreclosure or 4 months behind. 4 months behind. So you would miss all of those people, obviously. And by reducing the monthly payments, what is it? It allows people to spend money on other things, I guess, right? So are they going to go out and shop? Because isn't that what we need? Consumers, it means you got to go spend money. People do not want to spend money. Be honest. What are you saving your money for? For the end of the week, so you can go and have a few after work, right? Or go with a posse, go out and watch the game or something. I don't know. Pick up those shoes at DSW. I'm not sure, but people are saving. I know that. Hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 24th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $16.56.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.97.89, $8.49.95 for a half ounce, or $4.24.47 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.97.89, $8.49.95, and $4.24.47.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus.
This is just too good not to share with all of you across America and beyond listening to this version of ATN. It's a story of Ben and, yes, Ken. Ben sent me an email in which he said, Kate, the other night I heard on the show that you were actually doing a scale of 1 to 10 on the Occupy movement. You seem like a pretty cool, open-minded gal. You sounded like you really were against this Occupy movement and you're buying into all this Republican crap and nonsense about it being a setup, union folks, and pro-Obama crowds that are trying to be a distraction. I say, and you think, I think you said 2 for your rating, but I say 10, 10, 10. Sweetheart, you got to open your eyes and pay attention to what's going on out there and get with it. Get on the wrong, get off the wrong side of history and on the right side of history. All right, and then Ken also sent me an email. And he says, hello, America, tonight. Kate, a new listener to the show. I have to say, you won me over. I know that you like polls because you said that often. And you did a rating thing the other day about the Occupy movement where you said you would give them maybe 1 or 2. I think you said 2. 10 being the best they could possibly get, and then you gave your reasons why. I would have to agree with you. I don't want to be so cynical, as you said yourself, to think that all the people in these crowds have been sent there on a mission, but do they truly know what they're doing? Is there any kind of organization to this, and will it lead to anything? So I agree. That's why I said it was the story of Ben and Ken. I thought that was interesting that they both had two different point of views and their names rhyme. You never know what we're going to get when we open the email. So here's the thing. I did do that. I did say the Occupy movement. San Francisco, Chicago, Philly, Raleigh, Dallas, L.A., pick a town. Supposedly there's about 40-some Occupy movements going on. And my problem is exactly what I said. Bravo and power to the people. I always say this on the show. You're never going to affect change. You're never going to make a difference if you don't speak out, if you don't call Congress people and senators. And a lot of you listening will say, oh, that's just crap. That's nonsense. I wouldn't waste my time. They don't care. It's not true. Because if enough people bombard an office, they pay attention. And why? It's a very simple equation. They want to get reelected. So if I'm the senator representing you and I get thousands of phone calls about illegal immigration or about the deficit or about health care, you know, pick whatever it is, I'm going to pay attention because now I know that the cages are rattled and whether you like or don't like or we're getting ready for a vote, you're telling me my constituents are telling me the way they feel when my office staff can't field all the phone calls. So it would make a difference. And my problem with the Occupy movement is I do think that there are definitely some plants and some nonsense going on. And there are definitely people who think they are going to be part of something bigger and feel like their frustrations are making them sick and they can't stand it. And they can only apply for so many jobs off of monster.com or Career Builder or one of the 10,000 sites they go to where a million other people go to and they don't hear anything back for a resume they just shot off and who knows what the opening was. So they're venting their frustrations in whatever park in America. But the problem is what is the message? Where is this going? What are you trying to say? What are you hoping will happen by protesting? The Tea Party, love them, hate them, think they're nuts, think they're great, whatever, had ultimately a purpose, eventually, not at first, but then it came together somewhat enough that change was definitely affected in a very short amount of time because of the midterm elections. So where does this Occupy thing go? And the answer is really nowhere. I think eventually it just dissipates. I don't think it's gonna stick around because there's nothing constant and it's different in every single city. And more than anything, it just seems to be eventually a clash with police. They arrest some people, then the people go back and then they arrest some people because they won't leave the parks because they want to clean them, whatever it is. So the Occupy movement is getting some attention. That's why you got to give it at least a couple on a 1 to 10 scale, whether it's popping up on Twitter or popping up on Facebook or wherever. There is some attention being paid and the protesters pushing the 99% rule that they're the working and middle class who are struggling to pay bills and it's inequitable, the financial system. So how do you make it equal? We live in a capitalistic society. What can happen now that will change what's going on around the country? And the answer is the people that represent you. The people that represent you, then change them out if you don't like the way they're voting. Try to encourage somebody to run who you think would be great. I mean, there are definitely some answers in tweaking this. Absolutely. So, thank you, Ben and Ken, for spurring that on. And we're not done with it. I don't think we're done with it yet, but I think eventually, my feeling is this will start to dissipate because you have, you know, the permit problem, you have tents, no tents, you have curfew regulations, you know, so on and so forth. You have some people that are getting trashed. So it's evolved into a much different thing than it started out to be. Let's just say that. All right, the quote of the weekend and heading into the beginning of the week now into Tuesday might be Herman Cain, who said just 6 days after saying that same-sex marriage is an issue best left to the states, now he's arguing that the feds should ban it. So there's a flip-flopping that's happening with Cain. And he got, I think he kind of got in the middle of something, got a little confused because he was saying that he was pro-life, but kind of pro-choice on abortion. And now he's in trouble for reversing, you know, what he said. He's saying that he supports a federal ban on gay marriage, that there's a movement that's going to take the teeth out of the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, and it could unravel. And he says that he used to believe that gay marriage was a state issue, but he's changed his mind. Turns out, with some reporters digging this up, that when he uses the word used to, it was less than a week ago, because he was on Meet the Press. See, that's the thing about those network appearances. They have you on tape. So when he was on Meet the Press, he told David Gregory that he wouldn't seek a constitutional ban for same-sex marriage. So will this hurt his campaign? He's saying it just proves he's a politician at heart. Because remember, this is the guy that's the businessman, not the career politician. And any of those issues, whether it's gay marriage, whether it's abortion, whether it's the situation with illegals in this country, they are hot button issues, to say the least. And when you decide which way you're going to go, the problem is you cannot cause whiplash with the people who want to vote for you or think they might vote for you, because then you confuse them and they're not so sure that your ideology matches up with their own. All right, who did what in the World Series? And Monday Night Football was a laugher. I'll tell you what the final outcome was there. Stay with us.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
High and deep to right field, goodbye. Upper deck shot for Mitch Moreland. It is now the Cardinals 2 and the Rangers 1.
And the 0-1 pitch, swung on and hit deep to left center field. Holiday is going back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. That ball is history. This game is tied. And here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled to right center field. Up the alley. On the run. Craig can't get it. It's off the wall. One run is home. Two runs are home. It's a double for Napoli. And the Rangers lead it 4-2. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed. It rolls up the first baseline. Napoli's got it. Lobs over to Moreland. And the game is over. Berkman strikes out on a slow breaking ball. And the Rangers take game five. They lead the World Series 3-2.
We've got to make it make somehow. We told me to show me what to do.
Yeah, you heard what the man said. Eric Nadell, the voice of the Texas Rangers. Mike Napoli, a two-run double, was huge in the eighth inning of that game. So 4-2 does it. They have a 3-2 edge in that series. What happens now is it switches back to St. Louis. That's where we're at here on ATN. Talking about the World Series, how can you not talk about it? It's been pretty exciting because it's been close. I like the long ball, but I like when the games are close and you're not sure what's going to happen. And this game was close the whole way through. Now Texas has a chance for the first time in its history to win that elusive World Series. So our big favorite teams like the Yankees and the Red Sox, I've talked about this before, aren't in the mix here. And even the Dodgers announced that they're going to have really cheap tickets this year as they try to rebuild the goodwill with their fan base because of the nasty divorce the team owner went through and Major League Baseball having to deal with all of that. So you have a team like the Dodgers playing somebody in the East Coast, which would have been huge ratings-wise. But I think people are starting to jump on either St. Louis's bandwagon or Texas's bandwagon, and you have some unlikely heroes, and that makes it interesting. And they'll try to wrap it up on Wednesday night for the first time ever in the history of that squad. What's interesting, and since all of the people listening to me, I know it. I know so many of you are about records achievements, meaning, you know, show me the proof. Show me that you can do it, whatever. This is what we keep talking about with politicians. We want the proof that their words mean more, that there's actions to back up the words. That's what we're all looking for, right? And so there have been a lot of words with this Texas club after going to the World Series last year and facing a very tough Giant team that deserved to win and knocked them out and had great pitching and whatnot. And now this is their shot with an owner and a president of the club who has a long baseball history. He's like royalty in the world of baseball and Americana. For those of you who don't know, Nolan Ryan pitched 7 no-hitters. Imagine that. In a game of failure where, even with hitters, you know, 300 is the best that you can do. I can go over that, but 300 is good, let's say. And for pitchers, what they have to go through in facing the fierce hitting and some of the conditions, and especially in Nolan Ryan's time, where a quality start was all the way through, or almost all the way through anyway. So 7 no-hitters. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame, all around good guy. And now his team has a chance to, for the very first time, win the World Series. What that must be like when you compare it to storied franchises that many of you listening in like places like Connecticut and some of you in Vermont who are huge Yankee fans know, 27 championships is huge. I mean, the Yankees are the team you either love to hate or you love to embrace. It's like when we have our good friend, the guru of all things collectible, Harry Rinker. He loves to talk about the Yankees. He loves to talk about where they're going and how far they're going to go in the playoffs when you get to that time of year. And the thing about the Yankees is they spend a lot of money. The thing about the Rangers is actually they spend a lot of money, but traditionally in their background, they were kind of in the middle of the pack, the middle to almost the top 5, but never quite there as far as the money they were spending. Now they're definitely in that crowd. They definitely spend the money and try to get the players to come and play in Texas because for pitching, it's tough with that ballpark as things sail out of there. So keeping an eye on this World Series, while that's happening, you have Monday Night Football that was just ridiculous. You know, we had a score over the weekend where you had a drubbing of the Colts by an unbelievable margin. Now you go to the opposite end where you've got the Jags beating the Ravens 12-7. 12-7. I mean, if you're watching this, if you're sitting there watching this game, you know, defense is great, or poor offense or bungled plays or whatever, how long before you're like, yeah, you know what, this is just so boring. I can't watch this anymore. And I guess you could say Jacksonville, for Jacksonville, it's good for them because they shut down the Ravens and it is the primetime spotlight. But how many people were staying with this game if they weren't rooting for either one of these teams? I don't know. Were you paying attention to what the action was on the field? And the answer is probably not. You know, the teams combine for 0 of 16 on third downs in the opening half. 0 of 16, that is beyond poor. The worst. The Ravens finished with 146 total yards, the fewest yards the Jags have allowed since 2004. How crazy is that? So you have this game that tops things off 12-7 on Monday night, and you had New Orleans that stomped on the Colts on Sunday night 62-7. See how easy it is to nail the score? What if that had been our game, either one of those games? Is there any chance that anybody listening to my voice right now, anywhere, would have taken a break from all that makes us sick of hearing about what's going on in the country, tired of the politics and all the nonsense and the gridlock and all that, where we take those segments and we do nail the score for three segments on the show. Was there any chance that somebody would have said New Orleans 62, Indy 7, or Jacksonville beats Baltimore on Monday night and the score is 12-7? I'm going to say no. There's no chance that we would have had somebody nail that score, which proves my point of you just never know what's going to happen, and it's so random. It is like picking lottery numbers or Keno numbers. Since the president was in Vegas, people do the Keno numbers thing. It's like bingo all day long in the casinos where you've got the cards, you know, the cards where you sit down and you're in the Chinese restaurant to the hotel or wherever, and you pick some numbers and you watch to see when they're called, if they come up, and if you hit it. Can you imagine? It would be exciting if somebody nailed the score. Somebody did do it once. Chris did it in Connecticut. She was pretty excited. She got some great prizes, and she got bragging rights for nail the score because it's so infrequent that someone is able to do that. Coming up in our next segment, by the way, in America Tonight, as we wrap it all up, we're celebrating some birthdays. It's always interesting to see who's celebrating another birthday and blowing out another candle on the cake and what they've accomplished or what they're hoping to accomplish in whatever field that they're in. So we'll hit that in a little of that upside down crazy, crazy news. There was a story a couple of weeks ago, and we're trying to get him on the show, but there was a story about Joe the plumber, who is now Joe the candidate. He became a household name after questioning Barack Obama about his economic policies when he was running for president in 2008. Now he's going to run, well, he's going to officially announce on Tuesday whether he's going to run for Congress in Ohio, although it's looking that way. And why? Because Joe filed the paperwork to run, so it's just a matter of money. Does he get elected? The seat that he's running for is held by somebody who's been there for a long time. In fact, the longest-serving Democratic woman in the House. Her name's Marcy Kaptur, and she's going to face a challenge from Dennis Kucinich after the redrawn districts there in Ohio, that where they took two districts and they put it into one, and it looks like it's tilted toward the Democrats. So we'll see. He's 37 years old. He became sort of that icon for some people, the anti-establishment guy, anti-establishment, you know, conservative guy, and he's built a little bit of a national following. He wrote a book. He worked with some veterans groups. And he said he hated politics, Democrats and Republicans. But now he's decided he's going to jump into the fray and try his hand at the politics thing. I wonder what kind of a shot he truly has in Ohio. The name, you know, hey, maybe the name Bounce helps him somewhere, you know. Some people think he's an idiot, and what would he possibly do in Congress? Some people think he might be a breath of fresh air. Got to raise the money, though. Stay with us.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Who's celebrating a birthday? I promise I would do those birthdays. A lot of you asked for me to bring those back. Katy Perry, 27 years old. She's a California singer. She had a big hit with I Kissed a Girl and California Girls and some others. If you don't know who she is, you probably have seen her on the tube singing. She appears on a lot of shows. And I actually like her voice. Tracy Nelson, 48 years old. She's Ricky Nelson's daughter. She started off her career in a show called Square Pegs. Helen Reddy. We are really going into the vault now. Remember I Am Woman, pop singer back in the day, back in the 70s, actually. If, I love this when we do them, if they were alive. Pablo Picasso, what would he think? His art is priceless. Everybody wants a piece of Picasso. He certainly revolutionized the meaning of art. He was a 20th century painter. He would be 130 years old today if he were alive. Yep. He's still alive. Bobby Knight. Remember, he was the longtime basketball coach of Indiana. I like that in the background. Wonder what Bobby Knight would think of that. 71 years old. One time when I worked in New York, he was waiting to go on the air with somebody else, and I talked to him about who he thought the best coach of all time was, of course, barring himself. And he said Pat Summitt, the longtime Tennessee Vols coach, that she was the best college basketball coach that he had ever seen. How about that? I thought that was pretty high praise. All right, one last one for you. Just like Katy Perry, she's 27. Sarah Lumholtz, She's a member of a Swedish pop group called the A-Teens. You know, we just did one of those George Russell rock minutes on a previous show where he was talking about names of bands, like the Tea Party is Googled so much, the word Tea Party, that that band got a lot of play because people would Google and see it and then check out what the music was. And even if they had no clue, which they weren't famous, you know, who that band was, suddenly they were selling a pretty good chunk of tunes because they were popping up when the word was searched. But I think there is something to the name and the band and what kind of music they play, probably. All right, we love this upside-down kind of crazy, wacky news you can abuse, I used to call it, because we need to smile, right? So, in Athens, Georgia, the law enforcement types there are trying to decide whether to include as much as $250,000 for this new art, this public art display at a county jail. I know we did a previous story on it, but now it's kind of changed because you've got one of the county commissioners who's absolutely opposed to art in any kind of a jail budget, but you have the mayor who's pulling in all favors and likes the idea, saying the art is for the deputy's employees, not for the convicted people of certain crimes. But, you know, what, they're not blind, so they're going to see the art. I'm sorry, close your eyes. You cannot see the art. And, of course, I'm being sarcastic, but really, do they need to spend $250,000? I think I'm going to have to agree with that commissioner. Art is great. I support the arts, absolutely. But to that amount, and for the place where it's being displayed, I would have to ixnay that. I would have to say there's other things you could do with that budget. And you know, absolutely, that's not where I would put my money if I was running a prison. I guarantee there are other things that they could put that toward that would make way more sense. And especially now that everybody knows, see, that's the other problem. All right, I love this story. And usually there's, you know, there's somebody that always does this, but an Ohio dentist says he's trying to prevent cavities, so he's buying back Halloween candy from trick-or-treaters at $1 per pound. I wonder how many kids voluntarily would love to turn in their candy. Oh, please, please pick me. Send me there. I want to turn in my candy. I don't want to eat all those Reese peanut butter cups. The guy's name is Dr. Craig Callen, and he has an office in a place called Mansfield, Ohio. And he says there is a 5-pound limit, so these kids don't go away empty-handed. You'll be happy to know they get a free toothbrush for their trick-or-treating loot, turning it over. Like I said, how many pounds? That's what I want to know. And we'll find out how many pounds do the kids turn in. You know, is it a big number? Can he boast of a big number that, we had 150 kids, or let's not be ridiculous. Let's say we had 50 kids that came into my Mansfield practice and turned in their candy. I'm thinking they'd be lucky to get that. We always talk about miles on cars. In fact, Dr. E always busts his chops in a pleasant way because I think it's cool that he's driving a car that's got over 300,000 miles on it. And out of Maine, there's a guy whose 1990 Honda Accord surpassed the 1 million mile mark. And check this out. More reasons to keep your ratty old car. So he had that many miles on his car. Well, first of all, I wonder what he was doing, where he was going. He's 53 years old. He's an auto technician, and he's the first documented Honda owner to have nursed it all the way to 1 million. I mean, that is pretty incredible. So we know what they did. They had a parade in his honor, and they gave him a 2012 Accord. Mm-hmm. At the Saco City Hall, a surprise parade and a car. Love the car thing. How cool is that? So he was averaging about 48,000 miles a year. And do the math. You know, what did I say, 1990? So he'd have to, because he was a mechanic, he could tinker with it himself. So he saved money there. And obviously it ran because he was taking it back and forth to work. But whew, that's a long time. Man, that is a long time to have a car. Long, long time. All right, this is from Texas. The people at a place called Hardin say they're trying to discourage people from going sightseeing at a special location. What do you think the people are looking at? Is it Mustangs? Is it, I don't know, some other form of livestock? No. It's 6,000 stalks of marijuana. They snatched up the stalks, but they were piled up. So naturally, there was a massive curiosity about it. And people were rubbernecking to see the stalks. How about that? In a small town, you know how word travels. It's pretty easy. You're not going to believe how many pot plants they found just down the street. So that's what happened. Caused a commotion, great number of people desperate to get an eyeball or two on these, what they heard to be described as giant beanstalks filled with the potential of a lot of marijuana that people would probably just plop down somewhere in one of those fields and get high on. Whew. All right, one last one for you. Maybe third time is the charm for some people anyway. Robin Williams, the crazy comedian, got married for a third time. Yep. His girlfriend of 2 years. He married a graphic designer. Remember last time he was married to the nanny? He married a graphic designer. Her name is Susan Schneider at a small ceremony in St. Helena, California over the weekend. Interesting guest list. Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, Billy Crystal. Yeah. Met her before he underwent heart surgery in March of 2009. Good reason to marry her. She helped get him back to full health, and he was already divorced from his nanny wife, Marcia. You never know. Good luck to Robin Williams and his new bride. He is a funny guy still, isn't he?